up, ladies and gentlemen? You are now tuned into the Black Ramen Podcast. I myself, Chatty Patty, aka Madam Straw Hat, and here is the crew. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, hello. This is Sleepy Bree, Tea Sipping Bree, and I'm ready to get into this today.
What's up, people? This is Derby, aka Sexual Chocolate, and yeah, like we said, let's get started.
Don't look at me, Bree. This is just your ship. Go ahead.
All right, so last time on Dragon Ball Z, we were talking about the 2023 anime and the award season for the Crunchyroll Awards, as well as the My Anime List Awards. So now 2023 is covered. It is time to get into 2024. Let me tell you, as I got started with this season, I thanked everything in my body and soul that I am out of school now. Because if I was in school, I'd be failing all my tests. Homework.
Every single one. There's not enough time
to watch all of the hit shows this season, as well as the remakes. And I still got stuff from last season I need to clean up and finish. I cannot be in school right now. It's not possible.
No, photosynthesis, what? No.
Who?
No.
The mitochondria is the what of the cell?
What? You heard of blink, bang, bang. That's what I know.
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to start off with that, and why don't we just hop straight into it? Derby, pull up our list.
I'm ready. I swear I'm ready. Oh no, I wasn't ready.
No,
that's all right. Derby is our Vanna White, ladies and gentlemen. Give Derby a loud applause.
But okay.
So how we're going to do this is big clicks. Thanks to AnyChart. It's an amazing website for just staying on top of what's coming each season. When is it coming out? What day do the new episodes drop? So we'll pretty much be going straight down the list and letting you know what we're watching this season and what you should be watching this season.
All right. Well, I guess starting off, we have Ishira. Now, Ishira is technically an isekai. Okay, it's officially an isekai. So basically, sorry, it took a second to think of. So basically, the premise is the demon lord has been killed. I guess the big bad is gone, got taken out, right? But a bunch of heroes have been summoned anyway, and they all seem to have a fucking screw loose. So we're going to have a massive tournament arc, and every episode seems to just be introducing each of the heroes and what they kind of can do.
Honestly,
is this
Is this on Hulu? It's actually possibly really good, but they threw so much at it. It is unclear what is happening, when it's happening, to whom is it happening. So, as Derby said, the first few episodes have just been them introducing the characters, and it's been such a whirlwind, because some, you look at it and you think, oh, that's cool. Then the next one, you're lost again.
It was exactly episode one, kind of good. It was kind of good. Episode two, hot garbage to me. Episode three, phenomenal. What the fuck are you doing to me, Shell?
It doesn't have our full stamp of approval, but it is worth keeping an eye out for. This is one of the Hulu anime of the season. What's up next?
All right, scrolling right on down. We have Jakuchara. I think it's like bottomless something. No. Bottom tier Nozaki? Tomozaki. Bottom tier Nozaki.
Oh, so this is a continuation, the second season. Did any of you watch Bottom Tier Nozaki?
I watched season one.
Wait, is this the one where the kid is getting finessed on how to pick up girls?
Kind of, yeah. So basically, I think the premise of season one is he's kind of giving up on life, going that full edgelord. Like, life sucks. It's just a shitty video game. And then some chick shows up who is his rival in the game. It's like, no, life is actually the best video game. You're just playing it wrong. And enter the Playboy Handbook, I guess.
Isn't this low-key a harem?
It could be. I think it might lean more towards Love Triangle. But I don't think he's gotten with anyone in, like, season one. Or even, like, pushed for one. I think she's just like, yeah, just date anyone. Just to get you out of your funk.
Wow.
We got a lot of anime to get through. So as a final analysis of this one, if you haven't watched season one, is it worth going back to watch it right now?
Probably not, no.
All right. Next up on the list, is that what I think it is?
Yeah, it is. All right. For our degenerates, Brie, go ahead.
So yeah, that's the only way I can describe this one. This is an anime for the true degenerates, degenerates of taste. It is trash, but of a different level. So it has been a long while since I've just seen a good, fun, ecchi anime. Like, dirty, close and lock your door before anyone comes in. This is on a similar level to Interspecies Reviewers. It's on High Dive. I am shocked that High Dive was willing to pick it up. But I'm glad. So there are magical girls in this world. Our main character thinks the cute little animal wants her to become a magical girl. Plot twist. It actually has her join the villain side, where she unlocks her deep hidden passion for BDSM and just torturing the magical girls, who have been so far three episodes in, kind of getting into it. So we say this is a dirty one for the degenerates. Full nipple is shown, but not necessarily other stuff. So it's not quite hentai, but it is definitely pushing the ecchi. And like we said, it, watch by yourself for the degenerates. It is not for everybody. I repeat, this show is not for everybody, but if you got
a pure soul, you know.
I don't know about y'all, but y'all notice the 72% is like right there on the corner.
Yeah, so like, there's a fan score on any chart.
Yeah, it is. Did debris that doesn't know that
anything. It is actually a really fun, enjoyable show. You just have to, you know, turn off all morality meters in your head.
Gotcha. Understood.
All right.
Next up.
Moving on. This is Classroom of the Elite, season three. Obviously, if you've been enjoying Classroom of the Elite, continue to enjoy Classroom of the Elite. I always introduce it like this. If you liked Ass Class and want something a bit more serious, this is it.
Derby introduced this to me. I watched season one and two straight through. It was good, surprisingly good. Every side character had a story to tell. It was really good, really strategic. We haven't gotten an anime like this in a long time. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah.
But is it an absolute must watch of the season? Because that's what we're looking for here. There's so many anime, we need to specifically tell them this is one of the ones you really ought to check out an episode for.
I always introduce it. Like, if you enjoyed Assassination Classroom, you should watch this. If you've been watching season one and two of this, obviously you're already watching this. I'll see you there.
Continue.
Else, if you hated Assassination Classroom, this probably ain't for you.
I'll be in class. I might be a little late, but I'm gonna show up.
You lose a point, man. You know.
There's a lot of heat this season. So like I said, I'll show up. I might be a little late, but as long as I got the syllabus, I think I'm okay. Because I saw season one and two. I got the syllabus. I'm all right. So what's the next one?
Scrolling down.
Let me take this one.
Of course. Guys,
I love Studio Trigger. So that's why I just won. Just because I'm a big fan of Studio Trigger. In case you've been ignoring me the entire course of this podcast forever, you know they did Kill a Kill. You know they did Gurren Lagann. You know they did Cyberpunk. But they also did things like Space Patrol Lugo, Little Witch Academia. So this falls a little more towards the cute-ish fantasy style, more Little Witch Academia than like wild, out-of-your-mind Kill a Kill. But so far, it's been a fun series. It's cute. It's just relaxing. They have some great looking anime food, and it's just a bunch of weirdos who see a monster and wonder if I could slather it in barbecue sauce.
They usually just coat it in butter.
Okay, I like butter.
All right, we have next. I'm not reading these. It's Chain Slave is, I believe, the title translated to English. So I haven't started watching this yet.
My blackness won't let me watch this. My blackness won't let me watch it.
No black people are slaves as far as I know. So it's only the main character that's the slave. But it's weird because, yes, he's a slave, but it's kind of willing. Because he gets like any perverted desire he wants as payment every time he uses his powers. So
that kind of sounds
who's like really in charge? So, yeah, basically, it's a world where all the women can get superpowers, but the men can't. So, you know.
What a happy place that would fucking be, yo. World hunger would cease to end. No more wars. You know? Rent wouldn't be so fucking high.
Don't get excited, because they only get to unlock their full combat abilities with a man.
No,
who
no,
after
no.
they help him fight gets whatever wish he wants granted.
A man that's wrote not, this. Hold on. A man
that's
wrote
not
this.
How that works. That's not how no. powers works at all. No, there's one lady whose power is that she can make one person a slave to draw out their powers, to turn them basically into a monster that uses their powers. The rest of them just have their powers.
Okay. Like, I withdraw my criticism.
Yeah, so he's Kirby, more like an extra sword that it can.
Is this a must watch of the season?
I haven't watched it yet. I've read it.
You read it? Okay, yeah. Then we gotta skip this. Yeah. If none of us have seen it yet, we gotta just skip.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. That's fair.
All right.
Who's seen this?
Sasaki and Peeps. We've all seen this.
Okay. Oh, yes!
All right, so Sasaki and Peeps, episode one got like, what was it, 40 minutes, right?
Yes,
40-minute first episode, and what a fucking roller coaster!
Ain't it though? Hold on, hold the fuck on. This shit get a gunshot. This yeah, shit was fire.
Right now for Sasaki and Peeps, if you want to go into episode one completely fresh, I suggest you stop listening. Just know it is a solid watch for this season.
Spoilers, you don't know where you're going.
Now over. Patty will proceed to spoil.
No, listen, you don't know where you're going with this, but you're enjoying the fucking ride. It's like you miss your stop, but then the area, the neighborhood looks nice. And you're like, hold on, I've never been to the last stop on this bus. And this is what this anime has done. So Derby and Bree was like, you need to watch this. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it. Because technically, Bree and Derby know my soul. So they know exactly what the fuck I like. They like, yo, watch this. And when they say watch it, it means when they both get the seal of approval, stop whatever you're doing, watch it. And I did, and I was hooked like a motherfucker. That first episode, I was like, first of all, this is what you need from a first season anime. Give me the first, listen, after Oshinoko, yeah. I didn't feel like nobody was going to come in with this heat. This shit right here is not talked about enough. Another fucking bomb. Hold on. This shit is fire. This shit is fire. Okay, I'm sorry. This is 10 out of 10 for me. Yeah, sorry.
We had the spoiler alert. I'll just let you know. There's a few genre shifts. I still don't know what genre this would really count as. I would just say fantasy, I guess.
They don't know either. Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, if you're still not convinced, you want to know a little more since we haven't said anything, there's this like middle-aged salary man who
wants
a pet, so it's cute. So he adopts a pet. Plot twist, the pet can talk. All right, that's fine. Plot twist, the pet is a reincarnated star sage, so now we got some fantasy. Plot twist, our main character can go to that fantasy world and start making money. Mm-hmm. Plot twist, within his own world, there's now psychics, and we are still waiting to see what other power systems.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there's a ghost, and I'm pretty sure there's a magical girl, and we haven't even gotten there. And there's just so much going on, but it navigates it really well. So it is a fun fantasy, maybe isekai, maybe joining the government shadow organization, all of it thrown together.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's this anime. One.
If you're a fan of recreators,
yeah.
You might like this.
Yeah. Mm. Good.
Like an anime gumbo. There you go.
Don't it smell good though?
All right. Powering through. All right. Yeah, we don't need to watch this. This is isekai trash. That's all I can say about it. I believe it's
at least say the title for the audio only.
So this one is, I believe it's my instant death ability is so overpowered. Yeah, basically he wishes you die and then you die. That's the power.
Oh, this is like a modern version of Death Note or something like that?
Yeah, but he don't need a notebook. He don't need a soul eater. He just kind of looks at you and goes,
that die. Is an insulting comparison, honestly.
It is, I'm sorry.
Again, this one is not now, worth it. Next up.
We only watched episode one. Who knows? Maybe you picked up. I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it. All right, moving on to Bree being wrong. Yeah. Now, I say Bree is wrong. A few months ago, like around Anime NYC, actually, she picked up volume one of the light
Anime
novel.
NYC. Yeah,
at Anime NYC, she picked up volume one of the light novel. I think she read like half a chapter and was like, this is garbage. It's trash. No one should ever look at it. I'm like, all right, but you know, anime season starts. We watch every episode. We watch every anime. We give it one shot, at least one episode. First episode, great. Second episode, still great. Third episode, I'm rolling on the floor laughing. Brie is wrong. She's sitting next to me laughing. Also, just in her wrongness. So, yeah.
Wow.
Wonderful show. So, this one is called The Wrong in Way to Use Healing Magic. Just realized I never give the title.
You gotta give the title, dude. In my defense, yes, I was a little bit wrong, but also not wrong. Because the light novel, I honestly couldn't get more than 30 pages in. It is so terribly written. I am sorry. I won't even say the name of the publisher. Come on, guys. I feel like you know you can do better. That I had zero hope for this anime. I love reading light novels. I love reading like the machine translated Chinese light novels online. Like the crappiest writing ever. I was reading this and it's like this is shit. It's not even grammatically wrong. It's just very bad at describing and writing things. So I got sick of it. I had no expectations. But someone in some animation studio looked at it and said, no, I think we can do better. And it is a must watch of the season. This is the first one I will fully announce. I'll get behind. This is a must watch of the season. Just because the characters are really fun. The action has been fun to watch. It's a good isekai.
Right. All right.
Okay.
So, moving on, we have, I believe this is called The Wedding Rings. I did read the manga. I was disappointed by the manga. Then we watched episode one. That was a bit better. But that's all I can really say about it. I wouldn't really put my full stamp behind this.
No, that's bad. That's bad.
It falls into isekai trash for me.
Okay.
So I'll keep watching it, definitely, but I don't know if non-isekai lovers can really get into this.
Okay.
Bring any thoughts? I'm going to go with no. Oh, wait, she's muted, and I don't think she knows she's muted.
She don't know she's muted. You're muted, Brie. Okay, she's like, next. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Right. My computer was also frozen. I'm just saying, if you hover over the title, it shows you the English.
Does it really?
That's the tale of the Wedding Rings.
No.
Over the picture title. Doesn't it?
No. You're a liar.
What the
hell? Oh. This is making me look silly out here. Mm-mm. I'm going to move on.
I see.
All right. Next, Mashal, season 2. Brie shitted all over it last episode.
It is another case of the opening or ending being better than the show itself. If you like season 1, then you might still enjoy this one. It's just straightforward gags, except they only have the same joke over and over. It's just, oh, look, the cream puff. And that is the main joke of the series consistently forever. So it's kind of empty. Well, the characters don't do much.
They have
the world,
two more
we've
jokes.
Seen it before. The fights aren't that impressive.
They have two more jokes, Brie.
The opening is a banger.
They have two more jokes. The opening is definitely a banger. The
he
opening is banger.
And he's stupid.
Yeah.
There you go. Two more jokes.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
All right. Now.
Now, hold on.
Demon House?
With this one, this reminds me of Tomoe, that anime with. The only reason I know this anime so much is because I watched it in English and the voice actor was J. Michael Tatum. This is my first experience with him. It was my first time. It was beautiful. I think this is like I don't know if it was like a pro, like how do you, a continuation of that? Is it, Brie? You know about Tomoe, no?
I know for this one. We got about 5 minutes in until we.
You're talking about Kami-sama Kiss, right?
Kami-sama Kiss, yes.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I'm pretty sure it has no relation. I'll be shocked. But if you kind of like Fruits Basket, Kami-sama Kiss, this is more of a straightforward Ultima Game type shoujo romance. And it's not really worth
But the character looks just like Tomoe. Doesn't he look just like Tomoe? Like, this is J.
Yeah,
Michael
that shows
right
the lack
here.
Of creativity a little bit. I could be wrong again. If you're a big fan of this series, let me know. But no, they're just drawing a white-haired fox demon.
Okay.
All right. It seems none of us have watched it. So
no, yeah. Not at all.
All right. I don't think I've seen this. So
me neither.
Moving on.
Okay, right. Hold on. This is me. Hold on. This is all me.
You sure? You got it?
I got it.
Go for it.
Got it. All right. A Sign of Affection. This anime right here. So here's the thing. You know when you ever, when you sit down and you're like, damn, you know, you ever look at anime and you're like, it's kind of like the same thing over and over again with certain shows. This right here just hits so different. Okay, so real quick, it's about a girl who is deaf. And you get a perspective of how she views the world. And the audio in this is beautiful because the first thing you do is you see her in the train and all this commotion. People are on the phone. People are talking amongst each other. People are, you can hear other people's headphones. They emphasize on the fact that you can hear other people's music. And then you zoom into her where it's just complete silence, just her and her thoughts. And she's like, this is my world for me. And you get to understand what she has to go through as a person who has a disability. And when she goes out with her friends, she can always pinpoint when people are introduced to her and how she feels that they're talking about her right now because of the fact that she has a disability. And she's so used to it, she breaks down how it makes her feel. And this is just the first fucking episode. And I'm like, wow. Like, I was so impressed by the direction of the studio when they picked this up. Now, the manga, I read the manga. I read the first two chapters of the manga. It's pretty good. It's pretty decent. But I knew this was going to give me a lot of feels, but I wasn't ready for the feels yet, so I dropped it. If you know what I mean, because I was reading a lot of hardcore shit, so I wasn't ready for the feels yet. I am going to pick this back up. And see, episode one was phenomenal. Episode two, breath away. The animation looks great, except for one. They put a lot of effort into it. It was, you saw it?
Of course. It's think Koe no Katachi, a silent voice, but without the suicide and bullying.
Yeah.
It is like a much happier, but still pretty grounded and really heartwarming.
It's beautiful.
Romance story.
It's very, like, I couldn't picture it being directed like this. Reading the manga, this was a whole different, this is how you know the director of the studio was like, you know what, me and the mangaka are friends. You know, like, I have a deep relationship with the mangaka in the work. This is a person that's not here just to collect the check. He's here, or she's here, or they or them are here to collect the tears, because I know the way this shit gonna hit is gonna hit hard. And I appreciate the attention to detail. I sat there. I watched the first episode. I looked at Mike. I said, yo, there's always a time when I think the direction of anime might be the same shit. Like, you never know what you're going to get next season, the next season after that. Yes, we've been eating good. But the most of the shit we've been talking about that we've been eating good, some of them, not all of them, are repetitive. It's the same shit, same story. You know, just safe. This right here is just made me have more appreciation for anime again, more appreciation for great directors, great writers. And oh my God, the artwork, beautiful, the movement, everything.
Huge round of applause to the animators, just because how much detail they give all of the sign language and the characters speaking sign language to each other. Just amazingly done. In case we haven't said it, let me say the title again. This is Sign of Affection.
Wait, one more. The only thing I dislike about this, they got this one motherfucker in there that look like a white version of Mr. Popo. Stop with the lips. Y'all had all...
Yo, I think we all realize that. This man got those lip infections. His lips are thick. They For no are glossed. Reason. He is the main love interest. And as soon as you see him, it's distracting a little bit for the first episode, just like, god damn,
that's the
what
first thing I saw. I said, whose man's is this? But yeah, that's the only thing I have a gripe with. But other than that, this is,
look, the artist like what the artist like.
Right? I see. And apparently you're not a bad bitch unless you got a BBL on your teeth done. Apparently there was a tweet, so I don't know. But yeah, this is definitely a great watch. I hope this doesn't disappoint moving forward, but it definitely set the game up for a romance and slice of life anime, or anime in general. This is just beautiful. This is just breathtaking. This is just amazing.
Mm. All right. Moving on. We have Blue Exorcist. Mm. So Blue Exorcist, I watched similar to One Piece in batches. So really haven't touched it till the season's done. If you enjoyed Blue Exorcist before, you're probably going to continue to like Blue Exorcist. If you haven't, then you haven't. Mm. We're done here.
Okay. Short and sweet. Count on Derbs to keep it short and sweet.
All right. Does anyone remember? I think this is a what? Dangers in My Heart?
I remember when the nigga threw the bike out. The bike just ended up flying. That was the best.
That was a wild way to distract somebody.
Out of nowhere, the bike just... I said, who got a Superman bike? What the fuck is this? My Uber deliveries are never that fast. I wish. That's a tip right there. If my Uber driver had a bike that fast.
Okay, but did either of you finish season one?
No.
Yeah. Enough said. What's next?
The way Bree is just making us move past.
Just keep it going. Nah, I love for that.
So this one is Seventh Time Loop. It has more to the title. I don't know it. So moving on. I mean, not moving on from the show. The show was great because I am also reading this. Do you have the full title?
Seventh Time Loop, the villainess enjoys a carefree life married to her enemy.
I want to know how you get the English version when you hit it, because I'm touching it right now and I don't see the English version on there. What settings do you have on your computer?
My anime list.
Oh, you're on my anime list? Okay, gotcha. All right. Say you cheating.
Right?
Because your computer ain't fucking popping.
So the purpose of this is it's the standard show where the villainess is, you know, defrauded and defamed and told, you've been bullying my actual love interest. I'm breaking off the engagement. And oh no, I have to leave town. I've been disowned from my family. But
it's the shoujo equivalent of truck-kun. So since all the shonen isekai get truck-kun mowing people over, most of the time in these shoujo-style rebirth shows, it's always, oh no, the person I love broke up with me in this fashion. But that's okay, because I'm going to come back to life and screw that guy. I'm going to get with a hotter guy.
But in this one, they twisted a little, where she just self-actualizes and just becomes awesome. So like her first life, she joins a merchant's guild, just learns how to trade. One life she's a doctor, one time she's a pharmacist, one time she just says, fuck it, I'm just gonna be a maid for a while. Learns a bunch of skills there. And
you do when you're blessed with reincarnation. You do shit. Just exactly. Do shit. Just and relax.
Since she retains all of those memories and a good amount of those skills, at least whatever she has mentally. Mm-hmm. So seventh time is when we pick up the show. And the breakup is just her just going, yo, I got to go because what I need this time, I need to get my stuff. I need to make sure I get enough money for the road before my family kicks me out.
Shout out to her.
I need to go find the right connection so I can catch the right carriage on time because I know exactly how I got to maneuver this so I can live my best life.
Shout out to her. I love her.
And not only is it good, this is one time I'm super excited. I would say this is a must watch. Because shoujo is getting some of the animation attention it deserves. I will say the two best clips of animation of the season have possibly come out. One is from a show we will later discuss, but two, by like the second or third episode, there is this gorgeous dance scene, the likes I have not seen in anime in a long time. Dancing is hard to animate, but it is just beautifully done. It is phenomenal. It has gotten the love and attention that the mangaka thinks they deserve. And they do. Actually, I don't know if it's mangaka. This might have been a webcomic.
It was the light novel first, and I
think the it was the light novel? Yeah. Regardless, it's just beautifully done. It's a lot of fun. It is worth a shot.
Source, light novel.
Night novel, yeah. But this is beautiful. It's too bad it's only 3 episodes. I need more. But
I mean, you know, it's the current season, so.
I know.
All right. Okay. One of the big boys.
If you're not convinced, just look up the Seventh Time Loop Princess's dance scene on YouTube. And if that doesn't get you, then fine, you're immune.
Shout out to whoever uses this as a what's that anime music thing that people make anime music and you know what I'm talking about?
AMV, anime music there videos. It is. Yep.
If AMV, you use it as an AMV
solo leveling Stardom already?
No. Wait.
Seventh Time Loop.
I'm sure Seventh Time Loop will make it into an AMV somewhere.
It has to.
That dance scene is damn good.
It has to. But, okay, disappointment in my life. Solo leveling. I don't care what anybody says.
Thank you. You yeah, too? Derby has been dogging on me thinking I'm too harsh. So Solo Leveling was probably the one to watch out for that people would predict would be
Wait, can we do something real quick? I was thinking, can we skip this one and then go back to it? Because I feel like it might drag a little bit because of the fact that me, you, and Derby have different opinions about this. Let's trackle back after. Let's go to the next, and then this will be the last one we talk about because I got a lot to say. I know Bree got a lot to say. Derby looked like he's loading up.
I got like two lines.
No, Derby looked like he's loading up ammunition back there. So I'm just like, let's leave this. Don't worry. We're going to get back to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that we got a lot to say, and we don't want to lose track.
All right. But yeah.
Wait, do y'all agree?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Scrolled.
All right. No problem.
All right, Bree, hit us with this title, because all I got is tank.
The Strongest Tanks Labyrinth Raids. There's a second part, but we'll just stick to the simple one. It's Shield Hero.
I have nothing to say.
No, because it's good.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's not Shield Hero.
Oh,
it's not great. Don't think this is great. It's still generic Isekai, but it's not as bad as Shield Hero. But it's the same premise. He's the Shield Hero on this team, but they're like, stupid reasons, we're gonna kick you out. And he says, "Bet," and leaves. And then
I
they
can't
regret
believe
it.
It's not Isekai.
All right,
it's
fantasy.
All right, that's a different genre. But yeah, Shield Hero, obviously, he gets kicked out of the hero's party because the hero wants a harem. The hero never said that, but we all know. Turns out he's actually super awesome. So if you enjoy these kind of stories where they get kicked out of the hero's party and then the hero regrets it later, you'll like this. If you don't, well, yeah, move on. There's plenty to watch this season. All right. Next up. All right. Similar premise. This is season two of Was Banished from the Hero's Party. So I went out to live a slow life in the countryside, I think. Either way, if you watch season one, you'll like season two. No said. Moving on. All right, High Card Season 2, same difference. If you like Season 1, you'll like Season 2. Yeah, we're going to say this for anything that's a Season 2, really. Unless someone stops me.
Here, this someone is Daddy. This is Daddy. This is Daddy.
But which
this
form? Daddy. The one all where he's petting pandas or what? At work?
Both of them.
Which how, the hell?
Y'all keep not saying the title.
Okay. You're my villain, wasn't it Villain's Day Off?
Yeah, Mr. Villain's Day Off, but
Mr. Villain's
you
Day
have
off.
The cheat code in front of you.
Where are you the one that got, matter of fact, let me pull mine up too, since you want to be all smart and shit.
My crap is glitchy. I'm trying not to mess up the recording, but anyway, Mr. Villain's Day Off, we had grabbed this as a manga before anything was
announced. What a great decision. Yeah,
It's one of those shows that's just comprised of a bunch of shorts. About this is, you know, in the Power Rangers, there's like the evil villain from another universe who's coming and then they fight. Yeah. Well, sometimes that villain gets days off because, you know, this is practically a 9-to-5. And during his days off, he says, fuck this job. I'm not answering calls from HR. I'm not talking to my coworkers. I am going to chill. And his favorite way to chill is to just go to the zoo and look at pandas. Yeah. So this is the story of the Power Rangers villain's day off, just relaxing and enjoying the earth. And just every single time he looks around saying, dang, I'm gonna miss this when I take
the plane. I love this.
Oh, man, this ice cream's delicious. Too bad all humanity.
I love when
die.
He says this.
I just helped you out, but I'm gonna kill you in one day.
Yo, the ice cream shop. Yo, I'm gonna remember this day because the ice cream was delicious. Those twins. I'm gonna remember the warmth that you guys showed me, even though
you're gonna die.
Yo. I'm like
the ice cream shop.
It.
I might keep around.
Right, but he makes it his business to say this in his head. Every fucking time something warm happens. First of all, this is a model. This is a Calvin Klein original right here. The way he struts with his trench coat extra long, like he's in a K-drama with the turtleneck. First of all, you know a motherfucker, but you just, not any motherfucker can wear a turtleneck. He got the turtleneck. He got the perm. You know, the Korean perm with the curls and the bangs. You know, he wakes up all sexy with the hand like this. You don't see his face. He brushes, even the nigga brushes teeth sexy. Like, that's crazy. Like, he's just amazing. When he gets out of bed and his long legs just turn over and you, and then, hold on, the studio, when you hear his sexy feet, just, even that is sexy when he's going downstairs to make himself a toast or something. And then, what is he watching while he's eating breakfast? Pandas. pandas. It's always about pandas. This guy, I wouldn't mind him destroying my world, because he already has. I'm down for it. This guy, he's amazing. I love him. You can't dislike this man. He's amazing.
Yeah, if you want a lighthearted comedy, this is the one of the ones for you.
Oh, for sure, season. For sure, hands down.
All right. So next up, we have season 2 of Tsukimichi. Isekai, if you like season 1, you'll love season 2. I highly recommend this one. Even if you haven't watched season 1, I highly recommend that you go back and watch season 1. It's one of those isekais that is much better than most isekai and really deserves to be watched more. Don't know how it fell under the radar, but it did. Here we are.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have Bree. If you can hit me with that full title, please, because whenever you're ready.
Level, like I said, my stuff is glitchy. Villainous level 99. I may be the hidden boss, but I'm not the demon lord.
Now.
So here we go. This is another isekai. A girl goes into an otome game. And, you know, it's a very classic Ultimate game setup where the poor commoner goes to the rich people's school, but she can use light magic and she gets her harem of men and they defeat the demon lord. Our main girl, who gets isekai'd into this world, ends up pretty much growing up from a child as the girl who will be the hidden boss. She can use dark magic as opposed to the heroine's light magic. So as a young child, she decides, you know, this game was dumb, but I did like the leveling up system. So she grinds, and by the time she gets to the main storyline, she has maxed out her levels and now has to try to convince everyone, mainly the main heroine, yeah, I'm not the demon lord. I'm just OP.
So there was a moment where I would have dropped this show if too many characters were stupid. But it did save itself. So, like, in the middle of, I'm so serious, in the middle of, like, episode 2, it just saves itself with one competent person, and I'm like, all right, the show's good. Because basically, you know how in Shield Hero, there are way too many people who don't believe the Shield Hero. If that happened again here, I wouldn't be able to.
I can't take it anymore. That's too much.
There's a certain level where it's like, no. You've seen enough proof to know that they're telling the truth. Why are we still doing this? So that gets resolved by like mid-episode 2. So I'm cool. Show so far, 3 episodes in, great show. Met more characters that make sense and are smart.
And it's for those fans sensible. Of the shoujo type isekai. So for one who is anytime I'm the villainous ... it's another one in that train. If you like those, you're going to like this one. It's a somewhat decent one so far, 3 or 4 episodes in.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have Hokkaido Gals. Opening is also a banger. Okay. I think it's called Super Cute Girls. Yeah, apparently Hokkaido's cold. I guess that's like Japan's north. I don't know geography in America. I definitely don't know it in Japan. American education system, people. Yeah.
There it is.
But yeah, it's about some dude. He moves to Hokkaido, meets some gals. It's going to be a harem. That seems to be how it's going. I'm going to watch it because I enjoy a good harem. So far, the animation looks crisp. The characters.
No, it doesn't.
Wow. The characters are good.
Not really.
Wow. Again, you need to understand that Brie hates basically all harems. So she is judging it.
I have had my eyes recently opened up to the potential of harems, but this one, it's pretty generic. He doesn't really have much of a personality besides generic nice guy. I had higher hopes for this show, but then it was It's very generic. It's a regular old.
So if you hate harems,
normal guy meets hot chicks, but cold weather edition.
If you hate harems as much as Brie hates harems, you will hate this show. If you do not, take a peek. Not a must watch, but maybe you should.
I'll go watch. I'll go watch. I'll
exactly. All right. Next up, we have It's Time for Torture Princess.
Oh my god!
If I fucked that up. I don't think I did, but hey.
Who's watching this? I'm judging you if you are.
We are. Oh.
No, what kind of torture see, do you would think?
No.
It is adorable.
This is look the best kind of torture. Oh.
It's adorable. Oh, it's so
they
cute.
Show up to her prison cell, and they just make ramen and eat it in front of her.
Oh, no. No, go to hell. Go to fucking hell. You're not doing me like that. No.
She is in hell, but she got captured by the demons.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
So, princess...
so this one, it was so unexpectedly cute. Every episode is adorable.
Like,
and the way this chick sells out her country every episode multiple times.
Yeah, so I don't want to get into too many of the specific ways they are torturing her. Because it's funny every time, and it's always something new and something else that's kind of cute. So, yeah, please. I would say this is a must-watch, especially if you're into cutesy vibes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's nothing dirty in this one, regardless of what you think. This is just purely fluffy warm.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, please check out episode one. If you don't like it from the first gag, walk away.
Okay. But I am starting. I gotta call out. Why are there so many princess peaches in this season? All of like the princess royal looking blonde hair, blue eyed girls. It's like, come
did
on,
you
guys.
Not watch Blue Eyed Samurai? You do, like,
switch up your design.
Yeah, Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Just so many princess peaches. There are two this season alone that wear a little tiara.
There was the dude in Blue Eyed Samurai who made it very clear what he was gonna do to Japan. He's done it.
I will make you love my ugly face. Yo, quote of the century. Quote of the century. Colonization at its finest.
Nah, it's still your white white side is showing for me.
Yes, like, that was the bar.
This whole country is burning for your revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Side is showing. Yeah, there it is. Got a little sidetracked, but if you haven't watched Blue Eyed Samurai, what are you?
Shout out doing? To you. Shout out
or
to
you're
you.
Trying to fight Netflix, in which case, keep up a good fight, I guess. Good luck.
For sure. All right, next. All right.
Next up, we have, I don't remember the title. I know I dropped it, though. Brie, hit
There's
up
a
the
studio
title
called
so
Children's Playground
it.
Entertainment. There's a studio called like that. That's I guess cool. So.
This one is The Foolish Angel Dances with the Devil.
Mm.
It's one of those romance comedies where the girl kind of enslaves the guy a little bit, to be honest. We got through episode one and we're a little pissed with it. It's another one where the guy is like hopeless and the girl kind of bullies him. So she's an angel, he's a devil, and they end up,
if you like Nagatoro,
interacting.
You might like this. Because I know I dropped Nagatoro for that same reason. It was like, I don't want to see you make somebody cry. Like,
it's a sadistic angel and he is a devil. So maybe there's a plot twist in episode two because the title doesn't totally make sense. But after episode one, you know, it's not a must watch.
Okay. Next.
Next up. I ain't watched this, so.
Me neither.
Sin Duality Noir. I've heard some people like it, but I can't speak on it, so.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Dr. Elise. Now, this is an isekai. But technically a double isekai. Because she gets isekai to, I want to say, our world. Isekai back. So basically, she was a princess or high-ranking noble lady. Everything goes to shit. She gets executed. Ends up in our world. Becomes a doctor to, like, atone. And gets and does great at atoning, by the way. So that's a great first episode.
I like that.
Yeah,
oh,
so episode two, she dies while, you know, healing a bunch of people on a plane crash. Because she was also on the plane, so she dies from her injuries after healing everyone. Or patching everyone up in time. Mm-hmm. So then she gets re-isekai'd back to her original world with all of her medical knowledge. And the show goes from there.
All right, you had me at hello.
Yeah, so...
This looks great. I'm going to try this. So far, a double isekai. Never heard of this.
3 episodes in. Thank you. Thank you, the Crunchyroll gods.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
This is, if you enjoy isekai where the character has way more knowledge than they should, this is up your alley.
I love when they have the cheat code. I love it.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's a cheat code that is deserved.
I mean, she they had to work for it.
Right, because be clear, there's no magic in this. She went to medical school, got her like practicing license, and is full on a doctor. Now isekai back to a world that basically doesn't know.
Listen,
about
she could have just went to her first class and known how to make penicillin. She'll still be great back in her world. I'm fine. I just love the fact that she went to great lengths, because medical school is not nothing to fuck with.
Nah.
I'm glad she went to great lengths to try to salvage and make right what she did wrong. Yeah. And then let's see if she uses it to the best of her ability in this new world.
A few potential plot holes in the story, but a lot of shows have them.
Ain't so. They always? We'll see, ain't they always?
We'll see what happens if they can patch it up.
Let's see.
All right, Shaman King Flowers. Anyone watching?
No.
All right. Huh? Brie, I'm going to let you take this one.
This is BL.
Brie, you don't want this one? Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll do it.
She said, wait, hold on.
I think I'm frozen.
Wait, are you frozen?
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, God, my tech. Guys. So this one is called Cherry Magic. I've been very, very excited about this for a while. It actually had a live action before this.
I saw the live action.
It's
such
a fun series. This, similar to my excitement when Shoujo gets the animation deserves, this is a BL getting the attention it deserves. Because I don't even need to just say it to BL. It's just a full-on, straightforward, well-made office romance.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a joke in Japan, I guess, because we also saw this kind of thing appear in Reincarnated Slime. It's like, if you're still a virgin when you hit 30, you'll become a wizard.
I think it was also in,
so if you maintain your virginity long enough, then you practically just spontaneously get magic powers. Everyone thinks this is a joke. No one believes it. But our main character hits 30, and he realizes, oh, shit. When I touch people, I can now hear their thoughts. That wouldn't be the first thing. He attempts multiple times to lose his virginity, but it doesn't really work because he's just an awkward guy. So now he's hearing people's thoughts. He goes to the office one day. And of course, like the super hot, popular, competent office worker around him hands him something once and he realizes, oh, shit. This guy's into me. He's really into me. So that's how it starts. Our main character hears thoughts and realizes the hottest dude in the office has a crush on him. And then they just start interacting, getting to know each other. He's never like too invasive with his powers. It's not creepy. It's just really cute. And so far, like 3-4 episodes in, it's well done. I'm very satisfied with this. I suggest getting the manga. If you like live action better, you can watch the live action. But just give it a try. It's a solid office place romance.
Nah, it's good. It's good. I appreciate it.
I'm enjoying it. It is nice.
So this is Cherry Magic.
All right. Next up, we have Something Detective.
Who's watching this?
All right. So we got about 10 minutes into that. And
it's a Delusional Monthly magazine.
Where did I get Detective from? Not important.
I think they investigate paranormal stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened. So we got about 10 minutes into it. It made no sense, so we dropped it. So
gotcha. Yeah.
That's where we stand on that. If anyone could tell me if it gets better, I am always willing to retry a show.
I mean, judging by the sad face in the corner, 44%, I don't think anybody else is here for it either.
Yeah,
so
that's tough.
That's real tough. I don't know if you can come back from that one.
Some people have.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Metallic Rouge. I had.
We have a melanin contender this year.
We do.
Finally.
Yeah, I had so little hope.
No,
this
there's
up.
One more.
Oh, because I saw it. I was like, episode one. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so sci-fi goodness with Power Rangers, but also kind of magical girls. Yeah, so please get into it. There's some androids. And shit's happening with androids. You know how sci-fi goes. If I talk too much about it, I will be giving a plot, so I can't.
Okay. Yeah, usual stuff. Androids abused by humans, it seems like, but
Also,
it's great, so good with this world building because it takes its time. It doesn't give you anything directly. It just says keep looking and find out. And some of the black characters look fantastic. I mean,
just look at the cover art. You see her.
Yeah.
You see her.
I'm claiming her.
100%
claiming. I am claiming that main character. So one main character is like, you know, classic black hair, but the white haired one, I'm claiming her.
Okay.
That's proper melanated.
Right. Next up, we have Sengoku Yoko. Again, we quit 10 minutes in. Couldn't get into it. Just felt a little flat. Characters didn't give me enough to go off of. I've heard some people say that it gets much, much better. If I have time, I will try it some more. But I can't make any promises on that.
It is by the same... The manga is by the same author who did something in the Biscuit Hammer. From like a season or a year or two ago.
Lily and the Biscuit Hammer.
Something like that. So if you were into that one, you might be into this one because it's the same guy writing it.
Next up. All right. So quick shout out to Mother's Basement on this one. Because I saw this title, saw this cover, and said, fuck it, I'm not watching this. Didn't even bother. Mother's Basement went, no, you need to watch this. First off, the ending?
Wait, what's it called?
Wow, Jesus. It's hard to say. Brave Bang Bravern. So imagine Gundam, you know, serious war type mecha show, because this is a mecha. Serious war type mecha show. Then all of a sudden, like a second grader's fantasy of what a mecha robot suit flies in. And just crashes its way. So it smushes together two random mecha genres in a way that is absolutely hilarious. So, you know, again, imagine Gundam. They're running some drills on the beach. They're doing what they got to do. And all of a sudden, Voltron lands because there are aliens and shit is getting real. Mm. And it is just so hilarious because it's not one cohesive show. The mecha is fully on his shonen protagonist life while everyone else is insane in territory.
Yeah.
You know, like PTSD, serious soldiers trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And this guy flies in, playing on his speakers, his own theme music.
And it's not like it's us, the audience, hearing it. No. Everyone hears it. Like, the pilot that he has in is like, what the fuck is this music playing? Like, don't worry about it. He forces the pilot to shout out the moves because he's like, no, it won't work right if you don't yell it.
I am from your soul. I love this. I'm getting it.
Fucking ending song. I love the ending song. Really? Like the whole sequence, because you gotta watch the ending song for it to hit the way it hits. So I don't want to say nothing, but yeah.
But this is the other one on the Melanin Watch because it's so far taking place in Hawaii. Ooh. And like, they are just black soldiers, as there should be. And they look great.
Just existing.
They look great.
Shout out Samoans. Mm.
So this one, I will say, Bang Brave Bravern is a must watch for this season so far. Just two or three episodes in, and it is hilarious, but also seems like it's going in an interesting direction.
Okay.
Bravern. All right, now we got The Witch and the Beast. So me and Brie are reading this one. I know I like it. So I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy with how this looks. I believe Brie has some thoughts.
It should have looked better. Like, it looks okay, but it doesn't live up to the art style of the manga. Because the manga is like this really dark, intricate, creepy-looking art style. So they like... They made it a little more generic looking, and the fights aren't as cool as I would have hoped, but it is still a good paranormal investigation fighting type of show.
Mm. I saw the first episode. It wasn't bad. It wasn't
bad. So it's not a must watch, but it is a pretty decent watch.
Okay.
If you need that shonen fight scene itched.
It'll scratch.
Exactly.
It'll scratch.
All right. So next up, we have The Weakest Tamer, I want to say, picks up trash.
I think it starts a journey to pick up trash, but just think of it as The Weakest Tamer.
All right. So this is technically an isekai, but the person who got isekai'd is only in her head. So think of it as like just a second imaginary voice in the kid's head with some memories tossed in. So, you know, the personality stays the same.
I see.
Yeah. So there are so many plot holes in this. So I can't recommend it in good faith.
The fact that you it just looks pretty. Hesitated it looks like more pretty. Than once, yeah. I knew it was going to be a shit show.
I don't know. Episode 3 really dropped it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But episode 1 and 2 looked, like Bray said, really pretty. And it seemed like it had something going for it, but
mm-hmm.
the plot's a little weak. But yeah, that's besides the point. If you enjoy isekai trash, it's up your alley, definitely. If you don't...
And like kind of cute kid main characters, because it's like a 10-year-old wandering around with her pet slime.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could just skip that one and go to Butchigiri.
Let's give an apology to all the workers at MAPPA because they were not going home.
Oh yeah, they're still not sleeping.
Working the next one. This is the hidden out of nowhere. What the hell is this? Oh my god, it's great. I'm pretty sure this is an original anime.
Yeah.
The animation MAPPA quality without unnecessary CG. But here's the important thing. They'll tell you all you need to know. This is by kind of like the same group and the same vein as things like Free, Skate the Infinity, and what's the sad one? What's the sad one in New York? Banana Fish.
Mm.
So a little undercurrent of gay, but then the, like the manly fighting spirit in the JoJo level type of gay. And it is kind of JoJo-esque, but bright and colorful and fun. And I can't even describe what's going on. Basically, you got the delinquents, and they're fighting. And why are they fighting? For manly spirit.
Big territory a little.
A little bit. They're kind of like gangs, but mainly it's for the vibes.
Yeah, a little bit.
But just the animation is gorgeous. The characters are fun. It's funny. It's been absolutely ridiculous the first few episodes in. And I mentioned earlier there were like, you know, two scenes in the contest. Or in the contest for so far best like animation shot of the season. Mm-hmm. One was the dance scene in Seventh Time Luth Princess. Please look it up online. And number two was just this incredible fight. Yeah, just like hand to hand punching, no like superhuman stuff, just regular fight. In the way that I feel like they hired two professional martial artists to fight, filmed it, and then like
went and redrew it.
Tried to simulate it in the art style. It looks great. Is that episode one or episode two?
I think that's episode 2 is what I would say.
Episode 2? Well, if you're not sure, look up Butchigiri fight scene.
I think it's already on YouTube
and check it out. Same as Seventh Time Loop. Look up the dance scene on YouTube, check it out. If those don't convince you to watch it, nothing else.
It's making its rounds.
This is a must watch.
Yeah, the fight scene is definitely making its rounds on TikTok.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it, check it out. Like Bray said. All right. Where is my mouse? There you go, my mouse. Right, Card Fight. I have not watched a single episode of Card Fight ever, so I can't speak on it.
Me neither.
Tried this. It looked so bad. We couldn't.
Say the title.
This is Snack Basue. We tried it. Yeah, like I said, looked absolutely terrible. So no, I did not keep watching. We went back and watched something else with our time. And next up, we have
I tried this.
Season 2.
I tried the first season. Mm. I tried 4 episodes. I tapped out.
Mm. So we also stalled partway through, but we are still planning to finish it because we do like it enough. It's just the art. They don't have a budget. they clearly just don't have a budget. A lot of times they just go back to like just a black and white like still shot or just like make it like do the little wavy lines sometimes, but
it's just black and white. So they didn't have the budget. So what they'll do is they have this like beautiful sketch of the scene and they just put the sketch on screen for a solid like 5 to 10 seconds. They might like slowly pan a little bit. And it's a really pretty sketch in their defense. But you look and say like, dang, y'all really didn't got this out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. Story-wise, I don't know. It had a good, it had potential. It just was, it wasn't hitting. It wasn't, it didn't execute well. Because when you first go into it and you're seeing what's going on, you're like, oh, this is interesting. I go with you. I'll go with you to this other town because I want to know if you're going to deliver the message. Yeah. And then come to find out, you're like, eh.
I think the split storylines aren't really helping it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, but I kind of want to see what's happening with, you know, the dog that I was following.
Yeah.
So why are we back here? Like, I'm sure it'll converge and make sense at some point, but I haven't gotten to that yet, so.
Listen, the only dog we appreciate is Yuki. So, he lost that spot, so it's fine.
All right, next, fifth season of Kingdom.
This shit been going on for years.
As it should. I think it's on, like, chapter 1,000 for, like, the manga, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you have never heard of Kingdom, seen Kingdom, I implore you to read Kingdom. It is really good. The anime is choppy because I know like the first two seasons are like heavy on like that early stage CG, like almost Berserk 2016 CG or whenever that year was. Y'all know the year. I don't know it off the top of my head, but so it looks very janky. But my biggest problem with the anime is that for whatever reason, Japan does this thing with the Chinese names where they'll make the actors say the name in whatever Japanese name they changed it to, but they'll write in the subtitles the Chinese name.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it. I refuse. Yeah. Like every time I try to watch it, it kills me. So yeah, I'm not watching it, but I am reading it. Still great. If you can get past that, or if you're just waiting for a dub, if they have one, enjoy. All right. Next up, we have another sleeper that I had very little expectations from. This is Meiji Gekken 1874. So basically, there was a war. I don't remember what war, but when the war ended, homie starts driving a cab. Then he becomes a cop.
That's okay, how it as a better description.
No.
This is a historical one. It's that, as the title says, the Meiji era. So that's the end of the samurai. And guns are now a thing, hence the end of the samurai, honestly. Mm. And also the Western powers are starting to move in. So this is the same time period, a little bit before Blue-Eyed Samurai, same time period as Revengers. So, you know, when people kind of stop wearing kimonos and yukatas and start bringing in suits as well. So it's an interesting transfer period. And of course, there's political unrest for the people who say, like, you know, we are Japanese, this is Japan, get those influences out, versus the people who are kind of taking money and saying, like, actually, this is the new way. This is the new age. So in that new age, someone who was an ex-samurai is looking for his fiance. And in order to expand his resources, he joins the cop force.
This looks like it's good.
Oh, no, it is.
So far, it's been
mm-hmm. very good. Like, the fight scenes have been clean. There's some sword play. Body parts is getting chopped off in the middle of fights, which makes sense because swords are sharp, people. It shouldn't just be a little nick here and there. All right? Limbs should go. This should be permanent damage. And they are true to that. So, I'm liking that.
It's a great historical one with pretty interesting characters so far. So it's definitely worth a shot.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful Precure. Anyone watching? No?
Yes? No.
Maybe so? No. Okay.
Then I'm anticipating this.
Ninja Kamui?
Yeah. It's not aired yet. It's supposed to be on Adult Swim. It looks like it's going to kick some ass. Yeah. Like you see it on the screen.
Yeah. Ninja Kamui 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, so I can't wait. I really can't wait. This looks like it's going to be dark as shit. The only thing is, it says Adult Swim. It says it's going to be on Adult Swim. I want to know if people are going to be hip to it. Do people still watch Adult Swim? People still watch Adult Swim, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't looked at cable boxing forever, so.
Yeah, it's weird if you don't have cable.
Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, so it's in the name as a ninja. he goes out, does some ninja shit. Bodies. I mean, you could tell by the cover art, it's just blooded up.
Yeah.
This is what I'm here for. Yeah, it's for your shonen, seinen lovers out here. Yeah. See you in 2 weeks.
And yeah, I think that's all the regular airing shows.
Okay.
Special mention.
A quick shout out because the special OVA of Great Pretender is coming out in February.
Okay. I was also going to mention that Oda's 103 Monsters, I want to say, also dropped on Netflix.
103 Mercy Dragons, where do I, you fake fan.
Where do I get
we
monsters?
We haven't spoken about that yet.
I don't think so.
Yo, the way Patty looked at this by Oda, by Goda. Watch 10 minutes. It's only a 25-minute short. What can even Oda do in 25 minutes? So she watched 10 minutes and said, this is dumb. I'm not feeling it. The way we looked at her and said, like, Patty, get over here. Sit down.
First of all, in my defense.
2 minutes later, she's like, damn.
In my defense, I did watch it dubbed for the first few minutes, and I really hated one of the characters and how he sounded overly dramatic, hence the plot of the story. There's a reason for all that. And then I was like, bro, this just looks like somebody just taking off One Piece and just doing this. And then Derby and Bree, they looked at me and said, bitch, no, we're not doing anything until we watch this together. Share screen, bitch, share screen. So then they put it on, and I was like, oh my God, Oda did it again. Oda did it again.
It was like two more minutes.
He has an entire arc.
It was like
in 25.
I didn't think it'd be done.
And he stopped like 2 minutes before it got like properly like, everything makes sense.
Yeah. And I don't want to spoil anything for you guys, but it's really, really fucking good. It all connects to the One Piece universe. It was fire. Like, Oda found a cure to cancer. So it's just like, you know, he did it again. Like, what do you want me to say? He did it again. Like, he don't miss in the heat of battle. He don't miss.
It gives me so much hope for the One Piece remake that's coming out.
Oh, it looks beautiful. Yeah.
I can't remember if they announced what studio is doing it, but by Big Worry.
Oh, you didn't know it was
with. Shop for shop with the original, but I want them to fix the pacing. And this one episode special gave me faith that they would.
Bree, look it up right now. They already announced how many episodes of each arc.
Did they really?
Yeah, they just announced it. It's with studios. So they already announced what episodes are going to be, how many episodes for East Blue, how many episodes are going to be for Sky Peak. Like, they already announced it. They're not sleeping. They're really not. And I hope they're doing okay. The way they just came out with this announcement, I think I sent it to you on TikTok.
I gotta check that.
Yeah, they already said it's like 5 seasons. They've already announced how many episodes for each.
Glorious. So we will cover that in a later episode. We'll definitely get to that.
Well, Brie will cover that in her news. Brie news.
Don't worry about my news. But I think we had other stuff planned, but this is getting long. So we're going to wrap up this episode with a discussion of Solo Leveling.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not know about Solo Leveling, you've probably been living under a rock. It's probably the most successful webcomic, specifically Korean webcomics, really, to have been made. It is, you know, a traditional power scaling. I'm so weak, but it's okay. I'm going to get, like, super strong, become super hot, super rich. Everyone's going to want me. Right. So this gained a lot of fame because it was just well done in a classic genre. And the art was gorgeous, impeccable. It's the kind of thing you walk past it and you look for a second. It's like, damn, that looks good. It looks just graphic, amazing, incredible. So when this was announced, there was a lot of hype around it, wondering who's going to animate it, who's going to do it. Just a lot of excitement. And so it dropped this season from A1 Pictures, who are the same ones to do Sword Art Online. And I gotta admit, I was worried. Because, you know, this one is just prime to make this guy into another Kirito. Just to make it kind of generic. And honestly, I'm on the side they kind of did. Personally, it's good, but it does not live up to the source material. Mm. What are your guys' initial thoughts, initial takes?
You go, Derbs.
I personally think it's fine. But part of that is that I'm pretty sure I came in with low expectations because of what Webtoons have traditionally done. Like, we've had a few that have gone well, but usually they drop the ball a bit. And if them dropping the ball a bit is just the animation went a little lower, I can live with that. So overall, my experience has been fun. I've been enjoying the show. And that's usually my mark for a good show, is that if I can sit through it and then the episode ends and I go, wait, what the fuck happened? Where's my time? I think episode one was the only time where I was like checking the time, because they had that 15-minute nonsense in the beginning where they just decided to do this flash forward for a bit of just background characters. I was annoyed, but hey, the rest of the episodes have been great.
Derbs?
Mm-hmm.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like you.
It's embarrassing for you.
She's been wanting to use that for a while. Patty, what's your first impression?
I did want to use that for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be very funny in like 5 episodes. Patty's going to be raving about the next Solo Leveling episode. Like, yo, did you see it? And I hope they play this clip of her trying to shame me for saying the show's
good. No, I mean, Peep Game, this is coming from a person, I've read 20 chapters in. I just don't think it transitions well in anime. I don't feel for the characters. I don't feel for anybody. I don't care about him. Even the ass whippings, I'm not really giving a fuck about. I'm more interested in the government and how it plays out with hunters and stuff like that. But even then, it doesn't even grab my interest. I just started watching the latest episode with Mike, and I'm sitting there playing with Patrick. Me and Patrick is it's not doing it for me.
Right. I think my issue with it. So first of all, let me say, to be fair, this is not bad. It is a good anime. It is possibly one of the higher up ones of this season. But the gap between expectation and what we received is where I think the issue is coming through. So this was done by A1 Pictures. It needed to be done by MAPPA or by UFO.
MAPPA don't need to do nothing.
MAPPA alone.
I know. MAPPA can't. Mm-mm. I'm saying that's the kind of attention and detail, skill and money it needed in order to match up to the original source material. When they did this, even you can look at some of the characters, the background characters, side characters, it looks a little bit more generic than it should. Solo Leveling is one of those manhwa webcomics that have such a distinct graphic visual style that it's kind of lost in this one.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's not that it's doing something all that unique or ingenious in the plot. Like I said, it's a power scaling one. In this world, it's modern day. These portals called gates open up and they lead to, you know, fantasy dungeons. Some people get superpowers similar to a fantasy character, and so it's their job to go into the dungeon and clear it out. If they don't clear out the dungeon, then the creatures from the dungeon will be able to infest the real world. So it becomes this entire economic, official business job to become a hunter, an adventurer who pretty much goes to clear out this dungeon. Mm-hmm. Our main character is obviously super weak, but look at me, I'm like clever enough and do something in episode one where I get the ability to level up, hence the title Solo Leveling. He is the only one in this world who can level up his abilities. Everyone else, once they get magic, they're stuck at a standard level forever. So naturally you see where this is going. He goes from zero to hero. He's going to level up, get super strong. At some point, he's going to get a haircut and look like the hottest webcomic character you've ever seen. It's very impressive. It's the main reason I'm still watching. Like, incredible glow up.
Well, to be fair.
So that's what you're expecting. It's not that unique. But when you're watching, it's good. It's decent. It's fun. It's pretty clever. But it's not what it should have been, and it's not what Solo Leveling deserved.
Well, to be fair, the only thing that actually makes it interesting that I'm still trying to hold on to is the fact that the reason he has these powers right now is called an awakening that most people get. And that's one of the reasons why the government has come over. And
most people do not get.
Yeah, most people don't get. So in his predicament, the government comes over and asks him, hey, have you noticed anything different? You know, have you been going to the bathroom regularly? You know, no. Stuff like that. So he doesn't know that he's been awakened. In where I'm at in the webtoon, I don't know what they do to hunters who have awakened. I'm still trying to find that out. But it's more, there's more of them out there. We just don't know who.
So with the second awakening, actually, Patty, we could talk after this because that's all spoilers.
Okay, got you. All right. So that's the only gripe I have. Bree has an issue with the artwork too. Me personally, I don't really have an issue with the artwork.
It's fine on its own, but just comparing it to what it should have been. Like, if you look at, say, God of High School, dumb as hell, but when you look at it, it feels like the webcomic is getting properly animated into form. You can see they did their best, at least for a few fights, to really bring it over and capture that art style. Similar to Tower of God, I say. It's something I look at Seven Time Loop Princess and say, like, yes, you saw and believed in your source material and carried it forward for all your worth.
God of High School, I made it 2 episodes in and then just stopped.
For which?
God of High School.
Yeah, but it looked good. It was shit, but it looked
Yeah, but see,
that's what I mean. That's why I'm purely talking about the animation and art style. Did it get translated well into this unique format? Did it carry over the characteristics and also the quality you remember?
But this is something we've argued about on this show. Like, we've talked about on this show. Like, art, the animation is not everything. It's one of the reasons we always say, like, yo, Demon Slayer is basically carried by its animation. Like, that's cool and all, but if the animation wasn't this great, are you going to get that many people to watch? Right now, Solo Leveling seems to be holding. I don't know by how much. I think that's
based on reputation, maybe. And maybe it's okay. This is not bad. I'm thinking this is normally like a straight A kind of manga, like easily getting hundreds. And now, you know, it's a B-.
But here's the thing, though.
It's good. It's super watchable. It's even great, especially if you've never heard of or seen anything about the original.
But let's be fair with God of High School.
It's a little more generic than it should be.
But let's be fair with God of High School, though. God of High School was able to look that great because they exaggerated the fight scenes. It's not because it was done well. Shout out to MAPPA. They exaggerated every hit. A hit would take like 5 hours to hit to make connect because they had it dazzle with all the sparkles and all the whoosh. This is what made it great. I'm telling you right now, it's just the movement. It's just like, it's just the time and effort they put in the fight itself. Because it was all fighting anime, to be fair. You can't lose with an all fighting anime.
Quality.
But here's the thing.
I'm talking purely on the visual. Similar to how you see a lot of Donghua, and you look at the cool fight scenes, like that one famous like chase scene that looked like a guy was getting chased by zombies or something. Yeah. And it went, you know, viral. Everyone was watching it, but the rest of the show was garbage.
Yeah, but as Derby would say,
that bit was really cool.
But yeah, but as Derby would say, would it still hold up if it didn't have that? No, we already know that. No,
yeah,
but even if
would this one hold up? I feel like this one.
We'll find out.
It might be more, but I don't think it's going to be fair to find out because its reputation will carry it, and its loyal fans will still watch it. We cannot get the experience of this being an entirely like new or unknown series.
That's why I say
we'll
find out. We'll find out just amongst us three. I know I'll probably still watch it. I'm the fan
If
you drop it completely, then
that's on you. That's on you. But another thing too, it has all that heat. Wait, hold on. It has all that heat.
It's not the
But remember, the artist dies. That's another thing. What's that? There's a syndrome it's called. Whenever an artist passes away, their artwork becomes like
just supercharges the sales and stuff.
Exactly. Just because of the artist's death. I think that's another thing to play on that too. So, looking in, if it wasn't as successful as it was in the webtoon, which I still don't
criticize it this hard.
Yeah.
If it was not the webtoon, I would not.
If it wasn't the webtoon, I'm saying if the webtoon wasn't that
it so hard because
it wasn't that successful.
I'm not even a fan of the webtoon. I haven't really read more than 2 or 3 chapters a little while back, but I still know of it. The art still leaves me in awe every time I see like a quick panel.
Well, you know what?
Just because of what I know it could be, I'm disappointed where it is. But it is good. It is a great watch. It does have a decently unique premise. It is a little bit cliche because it is in the exact same vein of like, I'm weak, but now I'm getting super strong in a very power fantasy way.
That's what I mentioned earlier, that I think you guys' expectations were a little too high. Or, you know, maybe mine was just way too low.
For us, it was always high.
Because now we are in the age where we're getting, you know, MAPPA flexing every
hold on,
in Seven Times.
Think of the two studios you just mentioned. One is known a lot for dodging taxes, allegedly. I'm just gonna say allegedly to cover my
allegedly.
Faces,
so,
but,
yeah, yeah, you don't want to get in trouble,
And MAPPA is going through a workers' nightmare because of how hard they've been working their people. So,
I'm not gonna abuse your people. You can take your time. You can pull a trigger and just do 1 or 2 projects a year within your limits.
You could,
still give it the time and attention that it's worth.
No, let's be real. Let's be totally honest. I need a person in any of these studios to make executive decision to pick up the boxer. This is it. This is it. You want a webtoon that's really going to wow us? The boxer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read The Boxer, it's a good read. You're not going to expect much because the art style is a little wacky or whatever. But it's a great fucking story. This should have been the Solo Leveling that we were anticipating for. And one more thing. And the reason we're anticipating Solo Leveling so much and had it such in high regards, they pushed back Solo Leveling 3 times. We had 3 different dates and we had a trash ass trailer that we was like, there was no voice actors on the trailer.
Because the trailer did that thing where it took the individual comic panels and had them like,
yes, it was a trash ass trailer. It was trash. I was so excited.
That made me so excited because I thought they were going to do that, but like fully animate it like that.
No.
And then I looked, it's like they did.
Way of the House Husband can only do that. Nobody else can do that.
No, stop. I didn't want it to like perfectly do it like that, but I thought it would match the art style better. That's all. Because it's not just how it's animated. I feel like they dropped some of the big appeal of the original art style. But you're right. This was delayed. Mm-hmm. And this is still what we got on the tail end of it.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't worth it. To me, it wasn't worth it.
I cannot stress that enough. It is not bad.
It ain't good.
It's not phenomenal. It's not. That's great. What it is. It's not bad, but it's not
okay.
Phenomenal.
It's okay. I think it was overhyped because of the anticipation, because of the trailers, and because of having 3 different dates. It just wasn't it. See now here, Matt, I'm tired because we mentioned Mappa, we mentioned Ufotable. We got to stop doing that because they are not the standard of how animation should be. Because they're not taking care of their employees. Yeah. Let's just be perfectly clear.
Okay, fine.
They do great work.
Give it to Studio Bones.
I'll give it to Studio Bones.
Studio Bug, who just came out with Zom 100.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We can give it to that.
Use your workers or font tax laws.
No, I mean, but I understand what you're saying.
High quality animation.
No, but I understand what you're saying. I just want to put it out there that, hey, listen, we do respect equality for workers and proper pay wages and proper hours. But The fact of the matter is they do, because of MAPPA, because of Ufotable, they have stepped up and made it extremely, they stepped the bar up for a lot of studios out there. And I get it. You want to do quality work. But at the same time, too, you want to be able to have a director that's able to execute a story along with the artwork. Perfect example. Another thing of how you're supposed to rock the world. Chainsaw Man got pushed back 2 years. 2 fucking years. We didn't even get a trailer. We didn't even know what it smelled like. And then when it came out, the trailer looked like a fucking music video. We were like, what is this? The slow motion, it looked like Pulp Fiction in animation style. It was just so phenomenal. And they fucking delivered. If you're going to push back the way they push back Solo Leveling, it should have been that type of impact. Because the more you make me wait, you make me wait. And then to come to find out it was trash. It wasn't even trash. It was just subpar. It was just okay.
It's par on a normal day.
There it is. I didn't have to wait for this.
2019, maybe even 2020. Okay, you might have hit that.
Yeah.
But now it's 2024.
No.
And we've seen others stronger in the way that this, it doesn't sparkle.
No, we saw Oshinoko. We saw eyes.
It's not even Oshinoko.
We saw that.
Yeah.
You know, we saw a lot.
You don't have to always like throw out the most intense animation, but a bit more of a unique perspective. You're right. Some of the directing could have been what really pulled this
fire. It just looked like you was just hoping that your looks alone and the hype alone would have got you where you supposed to be. But it didn't do that. So, I am going to rock with it a little bit just because Derbs is like, I'm going to eat my words. So I'm going to rock with it with a little bit. Will it be number one anime of this season? Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. But I am going to keep in mind and watch what's moving forward in the episodes to come. And that's it. Any other words we got left for Solo Leveling? We can move on.
No,
and I think this might have to be it for this episode. We have so much else we want to talk about. Guys, we are pent up from not putting out episodes for a while.
We are ready. We are. Well, stay tuned for the next episode where we have a new segment in line for you guys. We hope you enjoy. And don't forget, we do have an amazing trivia book out on Amazon. Link is on the bio. Link is on the link tree. So whenever you have an anime game night and you just want to wild out, take a shot, this is the perfect book for you. Bree definitely put time and effort. We all put time and effort, but it was Bree who really sat there and did her big one on this. She ate. Hold on. Bree, these flowers are for you. And Bree is so talented. I just love the fact that she was able to do this. And when she came out, she said, oh, the book is out. I was like, what book? Like, I totally forgot. So definitely, guys, don't forget to check out the trivia book. All your support is definitely appreciated. We have so much more to come. But yeah, definitely check out the book. You'll love it. Don't forget to check us on Spotify. We do have an anime playlist. We are back in full effect. We will try our best to come out with episodes every weekend. Don't quote. Yes, you got me on 4K, but I did not put my hand on the Bible. I did not swear. I said we're going to try. But yes, we're going to come out and record every week for you guys because it's been a while. Life been lifing, but we are here in full effect. And we want to say that we appreciate you guys for riding with us. This is 5 years now we've been on here and rocking the way we rocking. And we just want to say we appreciate you guys. 2024 is going to be an amazing year. I feel it in my bones and we got so much more in store for you guys. And any final words from you, Bree Derby?
Nah, let's get to work.
Just check out our Amazon book and listen to our playlist.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we got a Patreon. Don't forget to check out the Patreon. We are doing our best to put up stuff on our Patreon as much as possible. We want you to actually see what we do behind the scenes, how we talk, because this is like the rated PG version of the shit. When we get down, and even though the record is on, but it's not on, this is like pre-recording, we say some wild shit. And we want you in the conversation as well. So don't forget to go on our Patreon, donate everything. Every little dollar helps. We're trying our best to come out with more equipment and so we can just be able to give you more episodes as fluent as possible, more as possible. So you can always stay tuned with us and always be in the conversation. Don't forget to write us an email, ask Black Ramen. If there's any questions you want us to ask while we're recording, we'll do that. We'll shout you out as well. Don't forget, we got merch. We in Redbubble, our link, everything is on our link tree on our Instagram, Black Ramen Podcast. Don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to go on our link tree. Get a sweater. It's a little cold. Sweater weather. Get you a nice Black Ramen hoodie. Get you a nice Black Ramen sweater. And if you don't want a sweater, you just want to wrap Black Ramen while you sleep, get you a nice t-shirt. I am looking forward to making onesies for babies because we do love the children. So we'll see what we can do. You want to sip your coffee, you sip your tea. We got Black Ramen mugs too. Stop it. Go to the link tree and see what we got. Stop playing with me. And with that being said, we are out.
Peace.